This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Well, they're parakeets. They're born retarded.
Yeah.
No. Not wrong.
They're birds, dude. Oh.
Welcome back for the last time to the Infinite Rabbit Hole.
The last time. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
It's sort of a Happy New Year. It's Happy New Year, because Jeff wants it to be New Year's every day, which is fine. But today, we have a special announcement, and it's going to come very hard to say. But before we do that, let's go ahead and introduce everybody that's here today for the last time. Jacob.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Been building my YouTube channel for Owens Customs Bikes, or Owens Customs, but motorcycle videos and stuff like that. So nice. Working on some other stuff and finally getting my bike painted and stuff, but yeah, different priorities in my life.
I hear it. All right, old Jefe,
what up?
For the last time, man, how you doing?
Chilling, bro. Chilling like Bob Dylan.
He's happy. This way he can go to sleep on time every Tuesday for the rest of his life. Can sleep.
Yep.
See, look how happy he is.
Okay, he's already tired and ready for bed.
I'm ready, dude. It's past my bedtime.
All right. And then, again, for the last time, Kenzar, kid.
Hey.
Hey, kid.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. It's been a long week.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And then, for the first and last time, we're going to introduce CJ, the old host of the Infinite Rabbit Hole podcast, not only to the listeners, but to Kenzar. Kenzar, this is CJ. CJ, this is Kenzar.
What a do, bunny crew?
CJ was part of the crew when Kenzar wrote the email to us telling us that we were pretty good podcasts and that.
No. She said I was pretty good. She said you sucked and Jake has no hair.
Hmm. Yeah.
Truth.
How could I forget?
Pretty sure that's exactly how the email went too, if I recall correctly. So
it might have been word for word.
Perhaps, yep. Yeah.
Man, why do we ever let her on? That sounds super mean.
But CJ, how you doing, man?
I'm doing. Life has been life, you know, and you know, we get by day,
aka Nobeard the pirate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
How'd that go?
Not great, but I'm changing it around. I do spray paint art on there now. We're getting that set up and getting that rolling. Hopefully in the next week or two.
Nice. So nice. You're still doing it.
I'm still gonna be doing live streaming. But I'm not gonna be streaming video games. I got told I need to do something I'm actually good at. So
rough.
Well, he does those fake space paintings.
I also do
oceans and deserts and beaches and mountains and all kinds of shit.
And squatches.
I could do a squatch if you wanted me to, actually.
You should totally do a fucking squatch, dude.
just have like the famous like Patterson Gimlin silhouette walking like just like across the moon that Jeff doesn't believe in.
Yes. Be perfect. No, just put a shadow of it on the moon.
Well, I kind of wanted to do an image of the moon and then put the big building statue things on like the dark side of it as like a silhouette, like kind of like hard to see, but like there to see if anybody catches it. Yeah.
I don't think it'd be that much of a conflict because your picture of the moon would be just as fake as the pictures we see of the moon. So
arguably probably more realistic. My stuff is pretty good.
You could probably sell it to NASA.
Like it's perfect.
I don't know if you can see it on this camera. So this is going to be weird, I bet. But like,
so for for the OGs listening to the Infinite Rabbit Hole podcast, CJ, what are you talking about? Where can they catch you on, man?
Twitch.tv/NoBeardThePirate. And then we're also doing Mystery Stone podcast live. That should be picking up in the next month or so.
Cool. You and Mike again?
Yeah. We never stopped it. Like, it's still a thing. Like, I still have a fairly active community in there, too. People join every day. It's not as big as the rabbit holes because I'm not super active in it. But we still have, like, we have a pretty decent following. We still get, like, 1,600 hits a week on the show. Nice. And, I haven't uploaded a new episode in like 2.5 years, but we're going to be doing that. I have like 4 or 5 new ones recorded, but my interface died, so we haven't really been able to do anything with it, but that's a thing.
Good shit, dude. All right, let's get to business. So the reason why you are all here today is because we have important news to tell you. Sad news. We have canceled the search for new hosts. We no longer are looking for additional hosts for the Infinite Rabbit Hole. For the most part, the Infinite Rabbit Hole that you know and love or just kind of deal with will no longer be. That's it. And all jokes aside, it will continue, but it will not be the same Infinite Rabbit Hole that you know now. Basically, Jake quit, so I'm going to throw a tantrum and kick everybody out, and I'm going to do it myself. That's about right. And there will not be a schedule for the show to drop. I will just drop episodes randomly. It'll be a one-person show, so it'll be extremely boring, extremely dull, extremely dumb. I'll still do interviews with people that are in the community, but I won't have these guys with me. And it's been a really... really tough decision. Just coming from my side of things, and you know, I'm not trying to make a sap show here. I've been having a lot of issues. One of the reasons why I was medically retired from the Navy is for PTSD, depression, and anxiety. You know, mental health is important, and I've been doing this for 2.5 years, and it's beginning to be too much. I love it. Love it to death. This project means the world to me. And that's why I'm not going to let it die completely. I'm not saying that there will never be the Infinite Rabbit Hole like this again. It may come back. I don't know. But for at least a period of time, this show is going to change. And the amount of content that you get will also change. With that being said, everybody that is no longer a part of it. Well, before we go to them, I do want to say one other thing that we kind of tossed around. Not Jake though. Jake is done. Jake hates the show.
Yeah.
But
yes,
Jeff and Kid, we've discussed. I don't even know if Kid was in it. I just assumed that she'd say yes because she's awesome. But Jeff and Jeff and I kind of just discussed coming back every month or two and doing an episode, you know, just kind of coming on and shooting shit, talk about the strange, the unusual, do some catching up with you guys and, you know, give you guys a little taste of what the Infinite Rabbit Hole used to be. But that's going to happen very rarely. Maybe maybe a few times a year. That's about it. So let's kick it over to everybody else, and we'll give you an idea of what they're moving on to. CJ,
what's up?
I just want to continue with you, because before I get to my co-host, my current co-host,
old Chatterbox Jeff, you know.
Yeah, well, Jeff's going last because we know he's got a lot to talk about. Thanks for coming on, man.
Sure. I have no idea really what we're talking about today, but I'm here.
Oh, we're not. This is what we're talking about. This is it.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm shutting it down.
So I was texting with CJ the other day, and I was like, you know what, man? It would be really cool if you can show up for the last episode of Infinite Rabbit Hole. Because you're the one co-host that we haven't had back yet. I mean, we've had every co-host back at one point or another, except for old CJ. And here he is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my current job, like, I have to be at work at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning and stuff. So like staying up till 10, 11 recording isn't really an option for
me. Yeah. No, it's tough, man. I mean, that's part of the reason why we're shutting it down, period. You know, so we're not completely shutting it down. I'll give everybody a little bit more information towards the end of this episode, and it's not going to be a very long one at all. But I'll let everybody know kind of what the direction is once we get through everybody and their words. CJ,
yo,
what is your least favorite part ever about Infinite Rabbit Hole?
Getting censored.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. So this is, I mean, shoot, this was like one of the first 10 episodes of the Infinite Rabbit Hole. We had CJ and his crew over from Cryptotechnical, and we shot an episode about Dogman, Jin, UFOs, and a bunch of stuff. And we got in the conversation of whether or not Dogman has a red rocket or a hanger. And that was the real question. It was pretty much the question. And I think someone made like a red rocket joke, like Cartman from South Park.
Red rocket.
So back when we were kind of afraid to have, you know, our true voices on the show and we wanted to censor things, we made the decision to not include that. And CJ holds the reign of being the only person to ever get censored on Infinite Rabbit Hole. So good job, CJ.
Got the crown. I got the crown.
It's funny, too, because one of the most recent episodes, Jeremy said penis probably like 15 times.
I know.
It was crazy, too, because I didn't know you yet at that point. I'd responded to a post in a podcast saying about me and Mike coming on, and you were like, oh, wait, don't you do Cryptodental? I was like, oh, God. Yeah, that's a show that exists. And he's like, yeah, come on. And it's like, and then before we started recording, I'd said to you, I'd said, oh, Jake wasn't back with the show yet at that point, was he? No, because we were recording with Wes.
No, Jake was on the episode with that we shot the Red Rocket on.
Was he? Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'd said, do you want like us to talk or do you want our characters? And you're like, do your characters. I'm like, okay.
So yeah, for those, you know, want some insight on the Infinite Rabbit Hole, CJ was actually one of the hosts of a podcast for the podcast was called Cryptotechnical, and I used that as kind of an idea of what I wanted to do the Infinite Rabbit Hole out of. And not only was it a glaring example of what I did not want to do with this show, eventually when CJ and I got to really know each other, he became quite the mentor in the world of podcasting. He basically taught me everything I know about podcasting that I didn't learn when Jake and I first started from Google. So everything past the first couple pages of Google for starting a podcast, that's all CJ. So everyone should not you guys, all the listeners, give props to CJ for how the show eventually ended up when it comes to my side of things. The show got a lot better because Jake, you know, started doing music and cool shit like that. But that's not going to be a thing anymore. It's going to be really lame now.
That's right.
Cool, man. Well, CJ, thanks, man. I appreciate you, dude.
Yeah, I was really, really surprised when you were like, when you had said to me, like, oh, we really like Cryptid Technical. And I was like, why? It's terrible. And you're like, you're like, no, like, it's really cool. I'm like, I do my research 3 hours before we record an episode. I get a couple of baseline facts. Andrew does nothing. He wings it. And then Ninja just shows up and he's just like, I'm going to kill everything with a sword. And that was Andrew, an episode.
When Andrew was a host here on Infinite Rabbit Hole, he was doing research while we're recording.
Like, oh man, it was so funny too. Cause like, and like, in, at first, like the first two times he did it, it like annoyed the shit out of me. And then I was like, you know, this is kind of funny. Cause like his whole thing was he was supposed to figure out like where those different cryptids came in pop culture and like talk about it, you know. And I wanted to kind of like get into like the more in-depth thing of pop culture. Like, why is it in that piece of pop culture? Was it planted there on purpose? Like, what was going on at the time period that that showed up there? And he didn't want to do that. He just wanted to name the shit that it showed up in. And then like we would get to things like Mothman and he would reach. He'd be like, it showed up here. Like, there's like a million things Mothman shows up, or what was the other one? Mitla, our worst episode ever, Mitla. And he's like, cat dog. We're like, no, stop it.
No.
Not the cat dog.
I could name a couple examples, but I'm pretty sure it was Mothman, where he said that Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
But it got to the point where it was just hysterical that he was doing this. And I was just like, fuck it, let him do it. It's great. Reach, nah. Boy, reach. Me and Jeff have the same chair.
Yeah.
I have the same one, but blue-ish.
Yeah, because you just gotta be different. One. Can't be one of us.
That's right. That's why I have a mustache.
Weeble wobble.
Well, you have a mustache because you possess the ability to grow one. I don't, so.
Not true. I've been using Rogaine on my face for about a year.
Really?
Really.
And that worked?
Yeah. My sideburns are coming in. My jawline's all filling in and stuff. All those vellus hairs are starting to turn terminal and everything.
I feel like you're bullshitting me because you want me to put Rogaine on my face.
Look up the Minox beard spot on Facebook. There's tons of people with before and after results.
Because I have the facial hair of an 80-year-old woman, and I'd like to change that.
Yeah, I have. I've been doing, well, not necessarily Rogaine, but Minoxidil through the Kirkland brand. So foam twice a day, every day for a year now.
I was going to ask Jeff to shave his and donate it to me, but just start gluing it on my face.
Not going to happen.
Check
brother.
It out, dude.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Sorry.
Do you look like you're 2 years old if you shave that off?
I don't remember, dude. It's been so long since I've had a clean shave face, man. It's been.
I've pulled up pictures of him on Facebook. He looks like a dork.
It's been at least 10 years, maybe.
Jake's like, he looks like a dork. Jake, you look like you have a white van in your driveway. Calm down.
I wish I had a white van in my driveway. Are you kidding me?
All right, moving on.
I got your back, Jeff.
moving on. Let's, kid. So, like I said, it's not going to be the last time that you're on the show, but it's not going to be anywhere near like it was before. What do you plan on doing with your life?
I'm going to plumb my life away.
What does that mean, plumb your wife away? Because that sounds like you're going to be plumber. In the bathroom a lot. Oh,
I'm a plumber. That's so, yeah, okay. I am in the bathroom a lot. I think I'm going to focus on my career a bit more and get back into the schooling end of it and get that all done. And
sounds pretty shitty.
Yeah, it is. But I love my job. So
one of them.
I have
lives.
Some pretty gross days, but somebody's got to do it. I don't know, most people I know wouldn't. So
you're just in there. Oh, when did you eat corn?
Yep.
Gross. That was nasty.
Got to reach inside for this blockage.
Yeah. Oh, it's under my finger.
I can tell you guys stories. Like, I got stories. I had to do that yesterday. I had to rain suit gear up and climb into the sewer chamber. So,
oh no,
yeah, that's what I do for a living. I love my job. So, like I said,
get Mike Rowe over there.
You guys won't do it. So,
I would do it. I would, but I don't have time for an apprenticeship right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, so they suck.
Kate, you're gonna put the mic down for a little bit, huh?
A little bit, I think so. Yeah.
All right. Cool, Jeffrey. For now. What are you doing, man?
I'm not quite sure. Still not quite sure. I'm gonna do something, man. I mean, I'm always writing music. I'm always talking about conspiracies and shit with my friends and stuff. So
you do. You have a lot of Shadow projects, Band, huh?
Did you?
No, not. I haven't thrown it completely away, but we've been thinking about doing a rebranding. We haven't posted in a few months. It's hard to come up with like a whole new conspiracy theory. It's just a lot of work, man. The research and shit. And I don't want to just be like every other show that's just got a guest on every other week. And it's like, so I'm just trying to think of another way to do something interesting, I guess. I don't know.
It's tough to come up with new and exciting shit in the podcasting world, man. It's tough.
Truly is, man. I don't know. I've been thinking about maybe doing some reaction videos for a while, just, you know, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, right? And there's a lot of shit that I find really interesting. So I've been thinking about just doing reaction clips, grabbing pieces of podcasts I listen to, and just doing this.
Does anybody do that? Reaction videos to podcasts?
Absolutely.
You ever seen TikTok before?
No. Yeah. I mean, I've seen reaction videos, like music videos or like trailers.
I've been thinking about
doing
that too, bro. I've been thinking about just doing reactions to all anything I'm interested in. Just reaction and
reacting to grass growing.
Musicians shredding, fucking, you know, podcast clips, you know, controversial fucking shit that's going on in the world. Just stuff that I'm interested in.
Hmm. Right on, man. And again, Jeff said that, you know, we'll get together every once in a while and pop out.
Yeah,
a classic.
I would love to continue to collaborate. You know what I'm saying? Like, the problem is, like, this becomes a job, dude. You know what I mean? Like, when your podcast becomes a job and it's not fun anymore, you know, fuck that.
It's time to go.
None of us started this shit. For it. None of us started this shit to do. Even when we were getting paid to do this shit with the network, bro, like, great, we were getting paid, but at the same time, like, now we had somebody fucking breathing down our neck, like, yo, where's the shit? And it's not like, you know, nothing against him, he was doing his job too, but, you know, it just becomes a thing, it becomes a job, right? So unless it becomes a job because I quit my job and this is providing enough income for me to pay my bills and live the same lifestyle, right, then I'm okay with that. But if it's not doing that, fuck it, it's gotta be fun.
That's 100% the reason I've been off the mic for as long as I have.
Same.
And that's why I'm leaving. Sort of. I'll get more into that after we hear from Jake here. Jake, since you're leaving me for the second time, this time permanently.
Yeah.
He legitimately said there's no chance I'm coming back.
Oh, no. Yeah, for sure. He kept trying to pull me back in. I said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, he said, I'm done.
I was like, he's like, oh, what about like pictures and audio? And I was just like, bro, I'm done. That's like takes up the most time. I was trying to make one for this Van Meter visitor and I spent 10 hours straight on it trying to make the perfect picture. And I finally just gave up. I was like, I can't do it. It's just like, it's insane.
Perfect. Don't worry about it. We'll just throw a logo up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing, man?
Bro, I'm already doing, I'm getting pastor training, right? So every Saturday I've got, with the exception of this one, my pastor that's training me is out in India right now. But I'm getting training in that department. So hours on Saturday, I helped plant a church with my wife on our base. And so Sunday rolls around, we're just super busy doing that. It's a heck of a lot of fun.
Two questions real quick for you, Jake. One, how do you plant a church? Are you just growing it, a little church seed? You put a wafer in the ground?
It was a building that hadn't been utilized in 10 years. Our church was reached out to by the chaplains of the combined bases here in Ventura County. And they said, we're two people. We can't accommodate for the 5,000 people on these two bases as far as their religious needs. And so they reached out to all the churches in the area. My church responded, was the only one that responded. And they said, we have this building over here at Point Magoo. We need you guys to do something with it. And so they have started church services over there, and they're doing it like a missionary trip. So the people don't stay there for forever. Sometimes someone will, you know, if that's their field, but basically they raise up a congregation in that area, and then the locals assume those positions and those roles. So then the church that started it can pull out of there. And I've just got this calling on my heart to be involved in that very heavily. And so I'm training, you know, maybe I won't become a pastor, but a teacher so that I can guide, you know, Sunday services and stuff like that. So,
right. And then that's my second question. Yeah. Like, with the whole pastor thing, like, are you required to go to like seminary for that?
Or? That's the thing is that, yeah, to be a certified pastor, either you could get trained in the church itself, in which case you'd just be a pastor for that church. You wouldn't be like certified by like the Southern Baptist, whatever it is, right? Where everyone goes through seminary. Or you could go through seminary, but in my role, it'd probably just be, you know, let's get hardcore into the word, learn how to actually take stuff out of context, right? Or in context, right? You know, what's the language this was spoken in? What's the whole reason why it was written? You know, who, what, when, why, how, you know, what for, all that sort of stuff. So I can build sermons and stuff, because you can teach and lead without being an actual pastor, but I'm going through that training. And so it's really cool.
Nice.
And then, hopefully, you know, Whitney's tracking her cycles and stuff. Hopefully in the next month, she'll be pregnant. So that would be really cool. And, you know, I can expect to be a dad, and we could just be parents, and I wanted time to myself, you know, so, had this motorcycle and 100 pieces in the garage for the last 6 months, haven't been able to do anything with it. Finally, I'm able to slap it together. I want to put YouTube videos out there of my assembly and stuff. And just, you know, I totally second what Jeff said. It was just, there was so much time. It's like, you know, when we're at work, right? I'm still active military, but at work, it's like, all I want to do is be at home. But then I come home and all I'm doing at home is podcasting stuff. I have no time for Whitney. I have no time for myself. You know, I have no time for anything else. And I actually had to apologize to Whitney. I was like, I realized that for the last 2 years, our relationship has pretty much been on pause. I don't have time for date nights. I don't have time for any of these sorts of things. You know, sometimes we have to record twice in a week. And so stuff gets pushed around and everything. It's like, oh, when we were going to go out to a movie on Saturday, oh, we'll push it back some other day. And then it just doesn't happen. So it's just, you know, constantly going back and forth, and it's just like, man, something's got to give. You know, either I'm going to throw all my motorcycles away and just not have a hobby, or I'm going to quit the podcast. You know, which one is it? And then on the other side of that, this idea of being a dad soon, you know, within the next year or so, it's like, well, I don't want to be a deadbeat dad that's never around because I'm always working. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I'm getting out of the Navy. I don't want to go on deployments if I'm going to have a kid. You know, I don't want to miss, you know, cool moments and stuff. Well, it'd be the exact same if I was, you know, still podcasting and stuff, putting an extra 30 hours a week into this on top of a, you know,
yeah, you
want to
be a dad.
This
is what I'm doing right now.
There you go. Sounds good. But yeah, it's just, you know, lots of things going on, but a lot of good things in the future. You know, things I'm already doing now and things I'm certainly looking forward to. So, and yeah, I'll upload stuff just without your permission. I mean, you know, I know you still want me to do that end times thing, which I fully intend on doing. And I'll just let you know when it's good to go, and I'll upload it up.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
All right.
I just got kicked in the face by a 2 year or 5 year old.
But it's tough. I actually had to talk to my therapist about this, because I'm feeling that sense of grief of walking away from this project, feeling like giving up on it, or, you know, that whole like bearing down on myself because I'm quitting. And it's like almost like the grief you feel when you've lost a friend. It sucks, but I know what my priorities are, and unfortunately the podcast is not included in those things.
I hear it. You're muted, CJ.
He unplugged himself.
Sillies. But all right. Good.
I was trying to tell Jake that, like, you know, it's a grieving process is more than just people. It's things and hobbies and stuff that you love and have come to accustom to, and you always have to go through that process. And you know, try not to get too down on yourself, because at the end of the day, you have to do what you need to do for yourself and your self care. And you feel like stuff is like detrimental things, like your relationship and your prospects of becoming a father and things that you want to achieve in life. It really is important to walk away, but do take the time to actually grieve it all the way. Don't try to skip past that. Just like let it happen. You know, I mean, look at Jeremy's face. Like, if you're gonna cry, let it cry. You know, I don't know. You seem like a big man. I don't know if you're manly like that, but like, you know. Let it do what it's got to do. You know, get through that process. Because if you don't let that process happen, you may actually like have like these like residual feelings in the future. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I had a good cry session, like ugly cry face session, a week ago. It's nuts.
We have to do that.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So to talk about a little bit, what I'm going to do, I'm going to continue Infinite Rabbit Hole. I am having an extremely hard time with this. I'm not sleeping. My wife's getting very mad at me for it. My mom getting very mad at myself because I'm constantly exhausted. This is a big decision for me. But I identified when it's over, and instead of putting out content that is just forced and not as good as it could be, I'm just going to call it. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to, this show is now going to become a documentary type show where basically take the Van Meter Visitor episode. Okay. The one that just came out. I specifically did that because I wanted to have an example for the show, for this episode. Take out all the conversation between me and my co-host, and that's going to be the show. It is going to be a documentary. Okay. It is, I am going to find out all the information that I possibly can about some really cool shit in the world, and I'm going to present it to you. That's it. The other aspect of the show is I'm going to keep doing interviews with authors and producers of movies and possibly even some other podcasts where we're just going to sit down and bullshit and talk about what they got going on. That will continue, but it will just be me. It won't be anybody else that you hear on this show today. And I'm not going to put a time out there of when I'm going to put an episode out. You may not get an episode for a month. It's as simple as that. I third what Jeff said. I cannot keep doing this. This does not feel like a hobby anymore. This feels like a job. I mean, I literally cannot get through Communion. I've read Communion maybe four or five times in my life, and I cannot finish the book because I stopped being into the Communion story like the last time I read the book, and I just don't want to do it. And the amount of times that I've done that for the show where I just force myself to read a book, and you know, I mean, I know there's a lot of people who can just pick up a book and get it read in one day, and I am one of those people that can do it. I just don't want to. And I love reading. I read all day, every day. That's what I do for relaxation. But when I'm, you know, in a situation where I'm halfway through a book and I'm like, man, I really don't want to finish this, I like the option where I can just close it, pick up a different one. So I'm not going to be finishing Communion. Unfortunately, may come later. Probably not. So eventually the plan is to get the Infinite Rabbit Hole to be just these new episodes. So any episode beginning probably pretty soon, we'll give this about a week or two for everything to go through. But in about 2 weeks after this episode comes out, anything that's older than a year will be locked and will be put away. And once an episode becomes a year old, it'll be locked and put away. I will be creating a Patreon. Yes, I know I'm money hungry and I have no respect for anybody but myself. But, if you knew how much money that I put into this fucking thing, It's a lot. So for those that are listening to this show for the first time, this would be, you know, probably one of the last episodes of the true, the original Infinite Rabbit Hole 1.0. If you want to listen to everything, over 100 episodes of content, then you're going to have to get on the Patreon. It's some good stuff. There's a reason why we got to where we are. But I don't want the show, I don't want new people coming onto the show expecting to hear what they hear now. So I'm giving it a year. Every episode will get a year to run its course and let people enjoy it. But after an episode turns a year old, it will be locked behind a paywall. And this is going to become a hobby for me. I love it. I love everything about the Infinite Rabbit Hole. I'm going to miss this a lot, but I mean, I just had a new baby. I've got 4 kids now and,
did you figure out what was causing that yet?
What, kids? It's my wife. She's gorgeous.
that was a good answer.
Yeah. She is. She's mean.
She threatened me once.
She did.
Mean and pretty.
So that's it. That's what the Infinite Rabbit Hole is going to be. I hope that everyone listening, you know, continues on the journey. I'm going to bring some really cool stuff. I have some really awesome ideas for topics I want to cover. Every episode's going to probably be like between 10 and 30 minutes long, if that. And it's just going to be me. You know, I'll try to keep it as entertaining as possible, but no longer am I going to work and do this. I did the math the other day, and for how many months we did this, and I'm not including the stuff from the network, but if we do just the Infinite Rabbit Hole without the network, and you divide it by how many months we've been live going on and uploading episodes, we've earned $9 a month.
That's awesome.
$9 a month. Try living off that. You can't. maybe it was upwards towards 10, but anyways, still. It's too much, you know? Yeah.
You know, for $10 a month, you can teach a Marine how to read.
Or you can buy him crayons. And then you can feed him.
That's more important.
Yes, food. Teach a Marine to buy crayons. Feed him for a lifetime. Yeah. I've got other projects that I'm going to be doing too, other hobbies, right? I started up a Pokemon channel where I crack open packs and talk about Pokemon and stuff. I've been playing Pokemon since I was a kid. I know it sounds pretty childish and corny, but it is what it is, and I love it. I'm addicted to these fucking things. My kids play with me, and it's a bonding experience. I sit at the dinner table almost every night and play with my kids, and it's a blast. And ever since we've been doing that, since we moved here to Wisconsin, I've just been getting addicted to buying them. I don't know why. I've got a pretty wicked collection. If anybody wants to follow me, just go to YouTube and go to Woodbugger TCG. Simple as that. I've cracked open a couple packs. I think I'm like 6-7 videos in, and I have a whopping total of 5 followers, which is pretty awesome.
Nice. I'll follow you on YouTube. You do the same for me.
Yeah, I got you. But that's not something that I, you know, I'm expecting anybody here. This is a completely different genre of entertainment. And it's also one of those things where I don't have a schedule where I upload things. I just do it when I do it, and that's it. You know, I'm having a blast playing with my kids, going to tournaments and whipping the shit out of full grown men. Cause the only children I'll play is my kids.
You know, and I will 6 followers.
Oh, thanks. I will put it to them. I will beat the shit out of my kids in Pokemon.
You want to get on Violet and catch these Pokey Paps? What's up?
Well, I'm actually not that good at the video games. I'm trying to get there, but the card game I'm really good at. Anyways, but yeah, I have a ton of content that I want to put out for Infinite Rabbit Hole. A ton of really, really cool documentary style episodes. Eventually, I'll remaster the one, some of the ones that we did here on the Infinite Rabbit Hole once they're gone and forgotten. You know, give it a few years and I'll remaster them. But I do expect for at least a year to only put out new content, new topics. So I hope everybody listening joins me on that adventure and continues. If not, I understand it's going to be a completely different show. While we have that up, guys, do any of you have recommendations for other shows? You guys want to recommend anything for these guys to go listen to? CJ grabbed his phone.
Undaunted Life.
Undaunted Life.
Shitload of shows, honestly. I mean,
it's a man's podcast.
Go look at just any of the shows on Alt Media United, I guess.
There you go. Yeah.
Probably 50 of them on there that you would love if you listen to the show. So,
is it just altmediaunited.com?
Alt Media United. I believe. Here, let me just double check. I'll look that up right now.
Yeah, we're actually a part of that network. Definitely recommend any show on that network. Talk about some of our bigger fans. We have
altmediaunited.com.
altmediaunited.com, any show there. We have The Burning Veil, Gideon. He does a good job over there. He's still fairly new at the process of podcasting, but does a good job. Obviously, the people over at Hush Hush Society, Mike, Frank, and Dave, they do a great job. We have to recommend Phil up in Canada. Unexplained Inc., great podcast. Somebody that we worked with plenty of times. I don't know if they're still doing it, but Talking with Shadows, if you guys get a chance. Those guys are great. Those guys have a very, very entertaining show.
Go check out Cryptid Chat Girl with Yami.
Oh, yeah. Yami. Absolutely. Definitely go check out Cryptid Chat Girl with Yami. Yami's awesome.
Can't forget about Asher's either at Wednesdays We Talk Weird.
Wednesdays We Talk Weird. That's a good one. Yes. Obviously, that is definitely one that you needed to go talk to. Asher's doing good things. She's over at the Loveland Frogman Festival right now. She's nice. Being a guest speaker and everything. She's got really good things going on over there. I'm very happy that she's found some pretty cool shit. CJ, you got some recommendations there, homie.
Yeah, sure. So right now I'm really listening to a lot of a friend of mine, Isaiah's podcast, the Bird Brain podcast. It's a lot about self-care, mental health, and it's helped getting me through like a lot of tough situations I've been in the last couple of months. And video game podcast I listen to Cast of the Past and Welcome to Game Corp. Those are big ones for me. And I'm into bugs, so I listen to one called Arthropod.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they're pretty great, too.
Just going through, sorry to cut you off, I just have a couple up right now. Longtime listener, also does a podcast. Jason, he does a podcast called Time Will Tell. Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to find a couple other ones here.
Random one I got is that people might like is Escaping Denver. It's about escaping the Denver airport.
Is that a story-driven podcast?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
You got to start with episode one, season one sort of thing, but it's pretty good, actually, and I recommend it if you're into that sort of stuff.
I mean, if you're into story podcasts, Old Gods of Appalachia is freaking phenomenal. That show is like, oh man, it's awesome. I can't wait to listen to more. Trying to find more. Jason Hewlett, our old boss man from the network. Jason's got a new podcast he just came up with. He just announced it the other day, and he just uploaded his first episode today. It is Bit Dodgy In It with Peter Wren and Jason Hewlett. So Jason,
Tiff Tack.
Huh?
Can't forget about Tiff Tack.
Oh yeah,
Adam.
He just totally reminded me with that.
Yeah,
Adam from England. Tiff Tack, what is it?
Tales from the Animal Kingdom.
Tales from the Animal Kingdom. Yes. Good stuff over there. We showed up on that show twice. Yeah, we
yes.
He came over for the Black Shuck episode and we went and we had a blast on that show. That was a lot of fun. Man, why am I drawing a blank on another episode, another podcast? There's one more that I want to get out. The Random Anything with Drew Schmidt. That's the other one. There might be a few that we're missing here too, guys, but.
Well, I'm going to plug some, Bear Grease. Listen to them a lot. It's a documentary style show. They go into like, you know, all different routes of history. Every other week they have the main show, and then every, you know, alternate week they have what's called the render, where we kind of, they sit down and chat about it and stuff and, you know, ask questions and everything. The Meat Eater podcast, always fun. Mm-hmm. and then also I know that there's a few Christians that listen to, you know, we've gotten hits from them, but, Undaunted Life. I mentioned that earlier. That's a men's podcast for equipping men to push back darkness. Not every episode is a Christian episode. Sometimes they'll have some former Green Beret or Navy SEAL on there talking about tough times. You know, they had some guys talking about the withdrawal from Afghanistan from a military perspective, you know, that sort of stuff. And then also my dad has a podcast called Library of Testimonies.
Yes.
Maybe you're a non-believer and you're interested about, you know, what happens to people when they turn their lives over to Jesus and what does that look like for people. And Library of Testimonies, just a bunch of guys just talking about, you know, how much their lives sucked and when they, you know, gave up and what that looked like for them. So.
Right on, man. All right. I don't really have much else to put out there. You guys got anything else you want to throw out there real quick for the last time?
I think we need to do one more Danny.
Danny!
Danny!
it felt good. Felt good. Anything else, guys?
It's been fun.
Nope.
Yeah. It's been a cool experience. You know, you hit me up the other day. And you said thank you for not giving you a bunch of lip service and helping you kick this thing off, being able to experience that dream of yours. It's been a blast. You know, when it was just, you know, work and that was it, nothing else was going on. I mean, podcasting was easy. It was just, I left for a little bit there because I thought I was going to go through seminary and that ended up falling through and just wrong time frame. But it's like now that, you know, real life is going on, it's hard to balance everything out, but it has been a blast. It's been fun, even editing, you know, working on the music and stuff. That's like, I'm adding all this music into my, I redid our Epidemic Sound account. I renewed it for my, bank information because I wanted all the same saves and stuff. So for my Owens Customs YouTube page for my motorcycle stuff, I can underlay all the video with the same cool music and stuff. Because I was like, oh man, I'm going to miss this. But yeah, it was a tremendous blast. And I really hope that going forward from here, that we can take these skills and these things we've come to understand and really grasp a hold of and push them forward to the next thing. Jeremy with, you know, the upgraded version of the show. Jeff, obviously, if you start up Shadow Band or rebrand it or do something else, you know, I'm sure that CJ, even though your schedule is a little bit, you know, out of whack as far as podcasting goes, you know, I know you've been through a lot of different shows. And so there's probably something cooking up in that brain where you might want to, you know, experiment somewhere else and stuff. So you're always doing something fun. Plus you got the one you're doing right now. But and Kenzar, when you're done having you just being elbow deep in turds, you know, I would I'd hope that you would branch out and, you know, if not join another podcast, start your own. It doesn't have to be on any sort of, you know, weekly basis or every other week basis. You know, it could just be fun. It could just be at your own pace, your own schedule and stuff. And we'll be there to support you. We'll give you listens and likes and follows and stuff like that. No doubt.
Yeah. Put that microphone to use.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, I want to. Eventually, I will.
So it's not going to use.
Yeah. What? I'm not muted. What are you talking about?
There was a, yeah. It was a shame. Where the hell Jake go?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Stuff's breaking apart.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, man. There he is.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I,
da-da-da-da.
So, how I found out my interface is broken, I actually hooked it up about a week and a half ago. I was going to go onto your guys' website.
Am I the only one here?
No.
You can't hear us?
Hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
What a joke.
Right at the end, of course.
Oh, no. Oh, I'll tell my story anyway. So I was going
to... Dude, sir.
Yeah, we see you and hear you.
Huh.
We saw you take a picture.
I can't see you or hear you. I sent you the picture I'm looking at. There's no screens. There's no people. And you guys aren't saying anything.
Are you on recording one or recording two?
Recording two.
Oh. Well, back out and come back in. Bye. All right, go ahead, CJ.
But, so I hooked it up. I was going on your website to leave you one of those voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I discovered my interface was broken. My microphones weren't working. It was blinking and stuff. I was like, shit. I had like a really good one. I was gonna like do like a series of them where I was like trapped in your basement.
Because
like I left the show previously, right? And I was gonna come on and be like, guys, I managed to sneak out. I didn't really leave the show. Jeremy stuck me into his basement. They left me alone with Kenzar. Mermaids are fabulous. Jeff keeps coming down here and telling me the basement's not real, but it's actually a hologram. I'm starting to believe him. They keep making me do research for their show for them. And yeah. I asked Jake for some reference material so I could do some research, and he gave me a fucking Bible.
Love that.
Jeremy's coming back. I gotta get out of here. Welcome back to the Infinite Rabbit Hole. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, that would have been fun, but you won't do cool shit like that for us. I get it. All right. Jake, I'm sure will.
He's just blinking in and out. Hi, Jake.
Zencaster, man.
Jake, I love your hairline.
Alright, I'm gonna call him and let him hear.
Well, I was gonna say, it was meant to be, I guess, huh? Show's over.
All right, man, I got you on speakerphone. For those that are listening, Jake, we can see him and hear him just fine, but he is having issues where he can't see or hear us, so I have him on the phone. All I'm going to do is close it out. Jake, you are on speaker, so you'll get picked up by my mic. Well, it's been fun, everybody. This is the last time that you'll experience The Infinite Rabbit Hole 1.0, 2.0 starts up soon. I don't have a start date for you guys. Hopefully sooner rather than later. I still have a lot of things to figure out. And I do already have my first topic. So there's that. I'm extremely excited to start this. It's going to be strictly a hobby for me. And I know it may not sound great, but I mean, if you're into the story of the strange and the unusual and the history of all these different strange topics, this is going to be the place for you. I hope you guys stay with us. If not, have a good one. And man, this was a blast. All right. For the last time.
Oh, man. Digital Assassin's going to love this.
Oh, yeah. Digital.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, that has been the last episode of the original Infinite Rabbit Hole podcast. I am your only host, Jeremy, and I'll see you in the next path of the Infinite Rabbit Hole. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Fuck.